is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clean Origin.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The White House has just announced President Biden still believes a two-state solution in the Middle East should be achieved through negotiations, not unilateral recognition, as witnessed in Europe today. Correspondent Vicky Barker has our top story from the foreign desk.
Ireland's Prime Minister Simon Harris made the announcement that Ireland, Norway and Spain are taking steps to recognize a state of Palestine, adding,
I've spoken with a number of other leaders and counterparts, and I'm confident that further countries will join us in taking this important step.
Insisting Ireland remains committed to Israel's security. Israel, though, pulling its ambassadors from all three countries.
Here in the U.S., severe weather is set to inflict more pain on parts of the nation's midsection after powerful storms tore through Iowa and other Midwest states yesterday. Meteorologist Stephanie Abrams at the Weather Channel.
Rotating supercell thunderstorms could produce damaging winds, hail, and we can't rule out a tornado. Some of the strongest storms could rumble through northern Texas and Arkansas. Wind energy, daytime heating will help prompt intense storms this afternoon, and they will continue to rain out and cause damage even after sunset.
Thousands of customers in the Houston area still have no power after storms tore through there last week. The Biden administration is canceling student loan debt for another 160,000 borrowers, among them teachers, nurses, and law enforcement officials. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona tells CBS News Radio they want to make it easier by
removing a lot of the red tape. We should be telling them, right? They shouldn't have to apply for something that they've earned based on bipartisan legislation passed in 2007. One of the proposals that we have is that we don't have to make people apply for it. If they've earned it, we should be telling them.
NASCAR is taking action against a top driver for a dust-up last weekend.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. has been fined $75,000 by NASCAR for fighting with Kyle Busch after the All-Star race at North Wilkesboro Speedway in North Carolina. Busch was not penalized for his action in the Sunday night race. The two drivers tangled on the first lap, and then Busch seemed to deliberately wreck Stenhouse on the second lap. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
If you think Alexa's already doing a little too much snooping,
okay, I'll remind you at 2 p.m. today.
Wait till you hear what she'll be up to next. Amazon says it'll give its voice assist device an AI overhaul. CNBC says it'll charge users who want the souped-up version a monthly fee. Dow down 10 points. This is CBS News.
A 5-carat certified colorless tennis bracelet is just $1,650 at cleanorigin.com. Use code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's cleanorigin.com.
This report is sponsored by Marcy's on Main. Their all-you-can-eat dinner specials will knock your boots off. Go to WRJN.com and click the big deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine County saw thousands of power outages even before the main storms hit last night. We Energies is still working to restore service to a few hundred homes and businesses in the Burlington area. Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman presented her annual State of the County address last night, unveiling a new county logo. She also highlighted recent projects like the Human Services Building renovation and the mental health partnership with Lake Behavioral Hospital. The city of Racine is getting a $72,000 grant to implement clean energy projects. That includes installing an electric vehicle charging station and researching the feasibility of geothermal and solar projects at Memorial Hall and the public library. The ceremony at the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery is on Sunday. The Memorial Day Parade in Racine on Monday starts at 10 a.m. Kenosha County has 10 events and observances planned for the upcoming Memorial Day weekend. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
A full house for Packers OTAs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. The Packers, with nearly perfect attendance for voluntary organized team practices, Matt LaFleur asked, how much credit should be given to Jordan Love for being present despite he has not been offered a new contract yet?
It's everything to us. I think if you look at our attendance here, and you know, we've had almost 100% the entire offseason, which has been the best that we've had since I've been here. And I always think that when you look around the league, when your quarterback's there, just naturally has a way of attracting everybody to come.
Jordan Love says he's working on being a vocal leader.
Talk to guys more, being in guys' ear a little bit more, and just try and focus on being a better leader. Get with these relationships with guys in here. It gets easier.
Baseball, the Brewers came back to win 7-5 last night in Miami. It seemed as if the crew had a lot of leadoff batters get on base.
Yeah, I mean, I think both teams did today, to be honest with you. And we had opportunities, and you can't squander those opportunities usually and win.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Sunshine makes an appearance today, alongside breezy winds whipping up to 30 miles per hour as highs scrape the low 70s. We get a shove tomorrow to near 80 degrees under abundant sunshine, though. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Local news, timeless hits right here on WRJN. By the way, the Temptations are touring with the Four Tops, and they're going to be at the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee, October 13th.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue. When it came to loving you, I
Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. Thank you, baby. Yeah. I love you so much, you see.
Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
JN Local News Timeless Hits. I wonder what she's doing tonight. I love that song just for the way that Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart get into it. Tell them, Bobby. You know, that sort of, that's just a great song. And just in time for Memorial Day weekend, WRJN is helping you save even more on our big deals. It's kind of a special holiday grand reopening. You'll receive 30% savings at a number of restaurants, retailers, specialty stores, but through this Friday at midnight, you're going to save an additional 15% off of all big deals gift certificates. You don't need a coupon code. Just go to rjn.com, click on the big deals tab, and immediately receive 30% savings plus an additional 15% off of all your big deal gift certificates up through this Friday night right here on WRJN.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Every Brewers regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pen in the left field Loge bleachers will receive a free Brewers can holder courtesy of Miller Lite.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Jenny from Big Deals, and it's crazy in here right now during our grand opening going on now through midnight Friday. Dozens of gift certificates from local businesses, all discounted from their retail price. And during our grand opening, you'll save an additional 15% off your entire purchase. No code necessary. Shop local, buy local, and save money through Big Deals.
Now through Friday, save an additional 15% at WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals tab.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I know that you've been cheap, girl. I know that you've been cheap, girl.
is still alive. If woman can survive, they may find. In the year 35-35, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today.
we listen. Local news and timeless hits. Late great Jackie Wilson. Before him, we had Zager and Evans in the year 2525. Zager is still alive. Evans passed away. Rick Evans passed away back in 2018. Sorry about that. Anyway, tonight the Brewers are on here. Our pregame show is right here at 5:05 on WRJN.
This report is sponsored by Lee's Deli, serving Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. People across Wisconsin are waking up to power outages, downed trees, and other storm damage. In the Madison area, more than 40,000 people lost power. In Green Bay, roofs were ripped off buildings. A few thousand are without power this morning in the Eau Claire area. This list just goes on and on. While there were tornado warnings throughout the evening, straight-line winds are often responsible for the majority of this kind of damage. You'll want to leave yourself extra time as you drive the kids to school or head into work. And the Poet Laureate of the United States will be here in Wisconsin Thursday. Ada Limon was given the title in 2022. This is part of a series hosted by the Wisconsin Academy of Sciences, Arts, and Letters. She'll be speaking at the Overture Center's Playhouse at 7, and tickets are still available. If you're not near Madison, there are watch parties statewide in Ashland, Eau Claire, Sheboygan, Verona, and Viroqua. For Civic Media, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There were thousands of Racine County outages even before the main storms hit last night. We Energy still had a few hundred homes and businesses without electric this morning, with most of the problems in Burlington and western Racine County. Waukesha County was hit harder, with more than 30,000 power customers in the dark at the peak last night. A rebranding was part of the State of the County address last night in Kenosha. County Executive Samantha Kirkman presented her annual address to the county board last night, unveiling a new county logo. The new version features images of the Southport Lighthouse and the Veterans Honor Plaza. There are ribbons symbolizing parks, lakes, and rural areas. During her address, Kirkman highlighted several recent projects, like the Human Services renovation on 52nd Street, the Kenosha Overdose Response Initiative, and a mental health partnership with Lake Behavioral Hospital in Illinois. It's getting greener in downtown Racine. The city is getting a $72,000 grant to implement a series of clean energy projects. The money will be used to install an electric vehicle charging station and to research whether geothermal and solar projects are feasible at Memorial Hall and the public library. The installation of the EV charging station will enable the city to purchase or lease 5 additional EVs. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is sponsored by Happy Eight Collectibles, the treasure trove of toys, comics, and more at Gurney Mills. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Sunshine makes an appearance today, alongside breezy winds whipping up to 30 miles per hour as highs scrape the low 70s. We get a shove tomorrow to near 80 degrees under abundant sunshine, though. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
WRJN. Long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so. And do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Day that I die. Help the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. Thank you. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
So lonely, I'll be just so lonely, I could die.
Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom.
I'll be just so lonely, baby. I'll be just so lonely, I'll be so lonely, they could die.
Man, the bellhop's tears keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressed in black.
so lonely. But a lady so lonely they could die.
Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Or just take a walk down the lonely street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be. But you'll be so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely you could die. So lonely, they'll be so lonely they could die.
Association with Long Comes Mary. You spoke, we listen. That's why we're playing local news, timeless hits. It's back on WRJN. And if you're enjoying our music and our news, your favorite business, tell them that they could really benefit from advertising on WRJN. Here's like a program to fit every budget, and our audience continues to grow. So just have them go to WRJN.com, click on the advertise button. Richard Darrell from our marketing department will get back to them right away.
Rev up your excitement as Gateway Classic Cars celebrates its 25th anniversary this Saturday from 9 to noon. Swing by the brand new showroom on 4 Mile Road for a jaw-dropping showcase of classic, collector, and exotic cars and trucks. Get here early for donuts, coffee, and free 25th anniversary t-shirts for the first 100 guests. This Saturday, a new era begins at the new showroom off I-94 at exit 329 in Caledonia as we celebrate 25 years of Gateway Classic Cars. See you there.
Craving legendary burger and wing satisfaction? Head over to Fred's in downtown Burlington, home of the world's best burgers. Sink your teeth into locally sourced buns and handmade burger patties made fresh every single day. And mark your calendars because Jumbo Wing Tuesdays are a flavorful feast you won't want to miss. Fred's kicks off the magic every single day at 10:30. So whether it's lunch or dinner, they're going to satisfy your hunger. Taste the tradition, savor the experience. Swing by Fred's today and treat your taste buds to something legendary.
Suit up for the $800,000 sports car series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Sync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Explore a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between at Happy 8 Collectibles, where every shelf tells a story. Whether you're a seasoned collector or just starting your journey, they've got you covered. Vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and so much more. Their collection is ever-changing, so stay updated by following Happy 8 Collectibles on social media. And check out their showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall in Greendale and near Entrance G at Gurney Mills Mall in Gurney, Illinois. Happy 8 Collectibles. We collect everything.
Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals, and it's crazy in here right now during our grand opening going on now through midnight Friday. Dozens of gift certificates from local businesses, all discounted from their retail price. And during our grand opening, you'll save an additional 15% off your entire purchase. No code necessary. Shop local, buy local, and save money through Big Deals.
Now through Friday, save an additional 15% at WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals tab.
Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Walking down the street, blind to every eye she meets. Do you think you'll be the guy to make the queen of the angels sigh? Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name?
Spoke, we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. That was The Doors. Got beautiful weather today. High of 71. Low tonight, 55. Tomorrow, 74. Maybe some thunderstorms on Friday. As it is, and we're seeing in the middle of summer. You know it. 62 right now. Stevie Wonder.
position as well.
Timeless Hits, WRJN.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me